Hello, my name is Janice Cantori, and I'd like to share with you a message of hope. I worked as a police officer in the late 80s and 90s, and frankly, at first, I didn't see a lot of hope. What I saw was a lot of devastation. I worked for the city of Long Beach in Long Beach, California, not a small city. It was a very busy city. I saw lives devastated by drugs, gangs, bitterness, hopelessness, and horrific accidents. But in the midst of the mayhem, I also saw what the hope of Christ can do to redeem devastation and put lives back together. One night I responded to a single car traffic accident. The driver of the two-car sedan had veered off the road and into a tree. Inside the car, there were three people, a woman behind the wheel, a man laying across the back seat moaning, and a baby in a car seat turned around backwards in the front passenger seat. The baby was eerily quiet, and I remember thinking to myself, why is that baby not crying? The woman was not conscious, and there was nothing I could do to help any of the passengers because the impact had forced the doors closed. There was no way for me to open them. I had to wait for the fire department. When the fire department arrived, they immediately directed their attention on the baby, and they pried that door open first. I could tell it was bad because they kind of freaked out. Normally, unflappable medics often get amped up when a baby or a child is hurt. They rushed him off to the hospital while firefighters worked to free the driver. It took them about 30 minutes to cut the woman out of the car, and by that time, I learned via the radio that the 9-month-old baby had died. The man in the back seat was okay, and the woman driver survived with a badly mangled knee and other injuries from the impact. They were a family. She had fallen asleep at the wheel. There was no alcohol or drugs involved. Now, that accident stayed with me for a long time. I had dealt with death before on the job, but this was the first time that I had seen such a young victim. And I really wondered how the man and the woman would fare. Physically, they survived. But what does that do to somebody emotionally? Especially the woman, because she'd been driving. How could she not let herself be consumed by guilt over that accident? Now, as officers, we seldom saw the after picture of accidents like this, unless there was some reason that the situation ended up in court. And I saw no reason why this accident would, so I doubted I would ever find out how the couple came out, whether or not their relationship survived. But surprisingly, a year later, while reading the faith section of the local newspaper, I saw a face I recognized, and it was the woman. And as I read the article, I saw that it was the same couple and that the article recounted the devastating accident and the loss of their firstborn son. And I found out that it almost did destroy them. That and the months of therapy the woman had to go through to walk again. But she said they had faith in God, and that faith pulled them through the toughest time of their life and made their marriage stronger. It wasn't easy, she said, but with Jesus Christ in the middle, she and her husband were together and they planned to stay together. At that time, I was a nominal believer, and on the verge of becoming consumed by bitterness because of all the hurt and pain I saw at work. To read this article and to realize that these two people overcame that devastating accident because of their strong faith actually renewed my faith. It made me look at work differently. I began to pray more, both for myself and for the people I came into contact with. Jesus said we would face trials here. No one in this fallen world is guaranteed a pain-free ride. But knowing where to look when the bottom drops out and where to place your hope when things go horribly wrong makes all the difference. Psalm 34:17 and 18 is my constant reminder. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Thank you very much for letting me share.